AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge is hearing arguments on whether she should at least temporarily stop the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. State Attorney General Keith Ellison says Attorney General Pam Bondi's letter to Minnesota's governor crossed the line.
This is not about fraud, and it's not even about immigration, and it's certainly not about law enforcement. It's about handing over documents of the state of Minnesota, private information, including voting information, to the federal government. That's what this is about. And that's why we're fighting it.
A man was shot and killed over the weekend in Minneapolis. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Democrats are to blame.
For weeks, Governor Waltz and the mayor, Jacob Fry, and other elected Democrats were spreading lies about federal law enforcement officers who are risking their lives daily to remove the worst criminal illegal aliens from our streets.
Leavitt says Tom Homan, the administration's border czar, would be the main point of contact on the ground in Minneapolis during continued operations by federal immigration officers. At least 25 deaths are being blamed on a winter storm that moved through the Northeast. The heaviest snow fell in New York and New England. Just to the south, Cal and Aaron Kripke were at the Philadelphia Art Museum to sled down the steps made famous by the movie Rocky.
My dad told me that this is a bucket list activity. I've never done it before, so I came out and did it.
It's a checklist item. Every Philly kid has to do it. At least once.
It wasn't just the Northeast. Recovery from Mississippi's worst ice storm in more than 30 years could take a week or more. A coating of ice knocked down trees and down power lines. Officials say the campus of the University of Mississippi will be closed for the week. And officials are warning cold temperatures add stress by constricting blood vessels, which can in turn raise blood pressure and heart attack risks, especially when shoveling. This is AP News. Palestinians are waiting for the Rafah crossing to reopen.
It's Gaza's lifeline and only gateway to the outside world that wasn't controlled by Israel before the war. The opening is expected after Israel announced that the remains of the final hostage in Gaza, Ran Gvili, had been recovered. Hours earlier, Israel had said it would open the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt with limitations once the search operation for Gvili was complete. Its opening would be seen as ushering in the second phase of the US-brokered ceasefire. With much of Gaza reduced to rubble, the United Nations has said the territory's population of over 2 million people needs a massive influx of fuel, food, medicine, and tents. While some aid has entered via the crossing, trucks have been lined up outside it for months while waiting for the chance to enter. But it's not immediately clear when the crossing will open and whether it will allow the flow of goods and people both into and out of the war-shattered territory. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.